look at Catherine, we're delighted to bring it back to Sligo this year, and it's bigger and better. We're doing 3 days. We're going the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday night, and it's in the new Queen Maeve Square, a great asset to the town, and we're bringing a lot of tourists to the town. We had great feedback last year on it, and it's just, look at it, it's fun, it's food, it's a foodie weekend, you know, and hopefully the weather will be good to us. It was a roaring success last year, and we're looking forward again to it even being bigger and better this year.
A lovely time of year to have it too, Anthony, kind of mid-September when all the holidays and everything else have come to an end. It's something to look forward to.
Absolutely, and the numbers were quite good last year, and we hope to build on it. And we're getting stuff out on social media, and it's a family event. Kids are under 12, are all free. And, you know, we've got a great lineup of celebrity chefs this year. We have Kevin Dundon, we've Shane Smith, we've Gary O'Hanlon, Shansori Hannafin, Frankie Mallon. I myself are going to do, I'm going to do another demo because it went down really well last year. And look, it's a really good weekend for Sligo, and it proves that, you know, the Queen Mary Square is a huge asset to the town, and to utilise it for a food festival, it's just fantastic. And there's going to be fun for the kids, and obviously tons and tons of food. The Friday night is going to be a kind of tapas night, and then the Saturday and the Sunday, the full festival. And not only that, this year, we're incorporating a kids competition for the young cooks that are out there, and we're hoping to get them involved. And we'll be giving out awards for that. So it's great to get young people involved in cooking, because, you know, it's a great thing to learn, and it's a great skill to have for the rest of your life.
And on top of the food element, Anthony, last year we saw a bit of music incorporated throughout the course of the festival. Is that going to be something that's going to feature again this year?
Oh, absolutely. We've some great bands lined up. We've kids entertainment lined up. We'll have bands every night, the Friday, the Saturday and the Sunday night. We'd probably have two bands on every night, and it's a good festival to come to, especially, you know, in Sligo, to bring people and tourists into Sligo. You know, everyone benefits, all the pubs around the square benefits, you know, even the wider shops benefit, so everyone gets a twist. And I had great feedback on it last year, so it's a really good event for everyone to benefit from.